right. We're going to fall back and bounce back this morning. This is actually a very, very simple sermon, but I just want to encourage you. Now, it was kind of interesting last Sunday because it was quite a good day. He got to go to church in the morning and he got candy at night. And that's pretty good. And you could wear a mask to both. And you can take that any way you want. Amen. All right. Getting my act together here. There we go. So I'm going to share with you a very familiar portion of Scripture to begin with today in order to get this idea of falling back and bouncing back. Because when you fall back, you can bounce back. And that's what we want to do, not only physically, but spiritually. And I'm just going to share a couple of simple things in regards to that. But first of all, this very familiar portion of Scripture from the Passion Translation, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. I like that. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways, and you'll discover that I'm gentle, humble, easy to please. Boy, that's a slap in the face of religion, who thinks that God is really hard to please. Yeah. You will find refreshment and rest in me, for all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. You know, as many times as we use this scripture, I don't think we can use it enough because it brings encouragement to us in these kind of times that we're going through. So basically, this is going to be a very simple message about rest and comfort. These things we really need right now, yet are lacking in many lives. You know, there's during the sickness and stuff, many people are sleeping, but not actually resting. And so we need rest. And we all know that when we've had a good restful sleep, you can bounce back in the morning for a very productive day. And I think an example of that probably was last night. We fell back, had a good rest. Hopefully you took advantage of it. But we go through this, it's just kind of an ironic thing, and I'll share you why. We go through this change in the clocks twice a year. Spring ahead, fall back. Spring ahead sounds like a good thing, a great leap forward. Progress, you know, we're going to spring ahead, it's going to be progress. Fall back, on the other hand, is a term that when used in a military sense might mean retreat. You might think you're going to get defeated, so you got to fall back. One seems more positive than the other, yet it is in the hopeful spring that we lose an hour of sleep. And so it just doesn't seem to go together as far as springing ahead and falling back. I don't recall anyone who ever looked forward to spring ahead. But for most people who go to school, work, church, or otherwise, to get up an hour early in the morning. Fall back day is a wonderful day. People look forward to fall back day almost as much as they look forward to Christmas or some of these other days, you know, because it's an awesome time. We look forward to that. We value our sleep. We value our rest. And we value getting an extra hour of sleep. We can see an extra as an hour in which we can relax a little and not be stressed out so much. Don't have to get ready and hurry out the door like most Sunday mornings. We think that getting an extra hour will help us not be late for work, not be late for church, or whatever appointments we have in the morning. For many, the setting of the clock back 1 hour not only gets a person back to what is considered normal, that's what we figure is normal, is when we be able to fall back, and allows one to bounce back to the normal routine. It's just way too hot up here. Sorry. And I don't wear a jacket that often. All right. Sorry, folks online there. I just have to pause for a cause here because even though there's fans up here, it is warm. You know, it's too bad the politicians can't get it right because we had this referendum. And, you know, people that I talked to, they were under the understanding that we were going to fall back and stay back. But the politicians had it going the other way. And, well, let's just keep daylight saving time. Well, Who's voting for that? I don't know. Maybe you did. That's up to you. But I was like I say, we look forward to this day because it seems to be our natural routine. And some of you are too young to remember ever not having daylight saving time, but I remember when that came in. All right. So, but what can we gain from falling back spiritually speaking? Is there anything that can encourage us spiritually in falling back? Let's turn and look at the psalmist. Okay. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. Okay, there's supposed to be some more here. Here we are. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. All right. An extra hour of sleep may be nice for our physical bodies, but what we need is more. What we need more is what Jesus offers and what God offers us. If we go back to our text, what is Jesus saying here? He's offering true rest, not just an extra hour of physical rest. He wants us to fall back on Him, and in doing so, we will bounce back to be able to fully enjoy the life that He came to give us. If He came to give us life into its abundance, we can fall on Him and depend that He's going to keep His promise. So this morning, we're going to look at two things that we can fall back into that will enrich, I believe, our relationship to Him. Very simple things. One of the things that's very important, I think, is to fall back into His Word. Fall back into His Word. You'll say, but Pastor, I read my Bible every day. I can't fall into something that I'm already into. True, but what I'm talking about is not simply reading the Scriptures, but studying them and allowing God's Word to speak to your heart. And that sometimes takes time as you meditate on the Word of God. And I just ask this question of myself, and I ask it of you. When was the last time you felt God speaking directly to you as you read the Holy Scriptures? And hopefully that happens every day. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. There's comfort in the Scriptures as we fall back in there. And so we have rest and we have comfort. And having a good rest means you will be in comfort. Jesus wants us to fall into His Word to find rest and to be refreshed. His call is clear to us, and we need to take advantage of what He offers us. Secondly, fall back into hearing His voice. Just like we prayed for the little one Daniel to be able to, early age, hear the voice of God, we need to continue to be hearing directly the voice of God. With all the voices in the world that are trying to get our attention, and there's a lot of voices, we can get lost and get confused very easily. We need to be able to hear the voice of God. Even back in Isaiah, he says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And it's always good to hear. And then I want to turn to 1 Kings. Well, Elijah here. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came in the fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. And when he stood at the mouth of the cave, the Lord gave him the instructions. But he had to hear that still small voice. And you know, sometimes that takes a while. We need to take time to fall deeply into God's Word, and we need to take time to get away from the busyness and all of the noises in our life, and in order to hear the voice of God. You know, lately you've probably noticed on social media that rather than praying for you or I'm going to pray for a word for you, people are saying, well, I'm sending my love to you, or I'm sending my energy. Well, energy was created by God, but that's not God. We have access to the real thing. And why not pray? It's amazing what happens in prayer. We found that out. You know, Neil and Keitha came and visited us on Thursday. Oh, that was so good. Prayer. Our God answers prayer. And we're so thankful for that. We never want to give up in regards to that. You know, I had a check with Jamie. You know, there's different ways in which God speaks to you. And I don't know how he speaks to you. But the last year and a half or so, I'll wake up, and I have no idea why, but I'm praying in this oriental tongue. And I don't know whether it's Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Filipino. I don't know what it is. And so then you got to, you got to, oh, Lord, I have to have the interpretation. And a lot of times it's just personal direction. And so I'm wondering, you know, kind of, well, why don't you just talk to me in English? And I'm thinking the Lord might be saying, I try talking to you in English, but you're not listening. So you know, just be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Take the time to do it. And if it's in the middle of the night, it's in the middle of the night. It's in the middle of the day, fine, you know. And, you know, we have the real thing. So, plus the other thing, you know, as we listen, Jesus' prayer, he says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, or King James, ye know him. I get, when I put King James out on my notes, you get the little red lines, because they can't figure out half what these words, for example, for he dwelleth with you. Like, as far as, there's no such word as far as, but at least I don't get the little squiggly red lines underneath on here. And shall be in you. So that's the cool thing, you know. Even the Spirit of truth in the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. What a precious promise. You know, he says, I will, one more scripture here, I will not leave you comfortless, I'll come to you. And it's going to be by the great comforter, the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, as we find rest, we also find comfort. As we fall back into his word, as we fall back into listening to his voice, we can make progress. Amen. I'm going to give you an old story, but I thought it was kind of interesting when I read this. It says, one man challenged another on an all-day wood-chopping contest. The challenger worked very hard, stopping only for a brief lunch break. The other man had a leisurely lunch, took several breaks during the day. At the end of the day, the challenger was surprised and annoyed to find out the other fella had chopped substantially more wood than he had. I don't get it, he said. Every time I checked you, you're taking a rest. Yet you chop more wood than I did. But you didn't notice, said the winning woodsman, that as I was sharpening my axe when I sat down to rest. So there's a little lesson to be learned there. When we fall back into God's arms rather than being busy all the time, when we fall back into his word, when we fall back into listening to his voice, it's like sharpening your axe and helping us to do his will in our life. So, in conclusion, Johnny, we'll get the prayer box. Yeah. Fall back into his word and into hearing his voice, and you will bounce back and find rest and comfort. Amen.